Unit 37. Business Conferences. Dialogue 1.
Well, I don't think we need to read the minutes of the last meeting. Copies of them have already been distributed to you. Today, let's go on with our discussion. Mr. Lennis, would you please report your contacts with farmers' families?
Yes. On the piece of land of our new factory, there are a total of 500 families. So far, only 10% of them have agreed to move, while the rest still insist that they need a subsidy of about $400,000 as a prerequisite.
That's a lot of money!
Yes, it is, and we must find a solution today.
Right from the beginning, I have felt that we should have planned a small plant.
Yes, we mustn't grow too fast. Being slow, but sure, it should be the way our business will grow.
But in a year or two, even the new factory may not be able to keep pace with our production increase. We may want a bigger one then, so it is still worthwhile, even with $400,000.
Dialogue 2.
We need to define a new strategy, but this strategy must be flexible enough to take into account of changing market conditions.
I agree. Our main objective must be to gain market share, and to do this, we must reduce prices.
So, are you sure that if we reduce prices, our market share will increase?
Yes, I'm sure.
That's probably true. But if we reduce prices, our margins will be lower, and that will cut profits.
Dialogue 3.
Try to define our strategy in two directions. Firstly, the markets. Secondly, manufacturing. Do we agree that increasing market share is the objective?
No, I don't agree. I think we should go for higher profitability. If we can upgrade the product, we'll get better prices and therefore higher profits.
Look, the market is already very competitive and getting more so. If we increase whatever the quality, sales will drop rapidly.
Right. Let's look at it from the other point of view, manufacturing.
Well, if we can reduce costs in manufacturing, that must put us in a strong position to adapt to the market. The only way we can be flexible enough is to subcontract more of the production.
But it'll mean job losses if we do that.
Yes, but the jobs that remain will be more secure.
Dialogue 4. Right. I've called this meeting to fix the details for the annual European Sales Conference. Basically, we've got three issues to decide on. Firstly, the date. Secondly, the location. And finally, the conference facilities. Let's start with the date. What's your view, Ron?
I think we're going to settle for September, probably the last weekend. I've had a look at the schedule. There's a big trade fair coming up in July. Most of the sales teams are taking their holidays then. The first couple of weeks are in September.
Excuse me for intermitting, Ron. Sheila, I've just been looking at your schedule last week in September. You're flying out to Japan.
When do I get back?
Well, you've booked a flight back to Miami on Friday evening, hardly having time to get over to London for the weekend.
You're right, Ron. Why can't we make it the second weekend in September? That's the
15th September and 16th September.
It'll be very difficult. As I was saying, the first two weekend in September, we are very busy. Most of the team will be involved in the launch of the new Xion product.
Of course, I was forgetting. What about the third weekend? Tracy, when do I leave for Tokyo?
Well, at the moment, you're flying out on the Monday morning from JFK.
Dialogue 5. Is there any reason why I shouldn't take a flight from London instead?
I don't see any problems.
Right. Ron, what about the third weekend? That's the 22nd and 23rd.
That looks okay. Of course, I'll have to confirm it with Peter.
Sure. Get back to us as soon as possible. Now, what about the location? Ron, any ideas?
Yes. I think I found the ideal spot outside London, not far from Heathrow. It's called the Swallow Hotel.
That sounds great. How much is it going to cost us?
Well, we're working out a budget of £250 per delegate for the weekend, and I reckon we can get this place for less.
Good. Does that include everything?
Yes, all included.
Great. Look, I have to go now. My flight leaves in a couple of hours. Can I leave you with Tracy to sort out the details?